This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Resisting Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't mean disbelieving in the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but resisting to be led by his way of life, resisting his sunnah, resisting his education, resisting that which he was sent with a scripture, a divine light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to teach it to us, not just in the words of the Quran, but his personal habit and practice. And I'm not talking about like physical things. I'm not talking about, you know, you should dress a certain way or things of that nature, or wear Arabic clothing and cloaks or things of that nature. I'm talking about the things that the Prophet called to. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "إذا أمرتكم بشيء فأتوا به ما استطعتم." When I have invited you to do something good, do as many of the good things that I've taught as possible. You won't be able to do all of them. وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَانْتَهُوا. But when I prohibit something, when I forbid something, when I instruct you to stay away from something, then stay away from it. Do not resist Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It can never be the habit, the inner belief of a believing man, a believing woman, that when Allah, when His Messenger has made a decision on something, that their heart of that believer should have any doubt, have any desire to do anything other than what was shown and recommended by the Messenger of Allah and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as al-uswatul hasana, the most complete example. He lived a human life so you and I can take lesson from it. He earned, he loved, he suffered, he had, he lost, he gained, he trusted, he was betrayed, and he elevated, and he found others who were humiliated, who he raised up in rank. He is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an envoy, a messenger, an apostle, a nabi, and a prophet to you, O mankind, to you, O young Muslim, to come back to Allah, to hold on to the truth, not by you navigating and trying to understand in your own way, but by measuring your life according to the yardstick and the ruler of his life, that you can scale your life in its conformity to the tradition, to the habit, to the intent. Let your dua be his dua. Let your hope be his hope. Let your fears be his fears. Let your wants be his wants. Let your hate be what he hated. Let your love be what he loved. Don't resist Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't push back and not want to be led by his habit. Don't resist the call of Allah, the call of his messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, He instructs us that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He invites you, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, come and answer the Messenger of God when He invites to that which will give you life, a good life, الْحَيَاءَ الطَّيِّبَةَ. I will give them the good life, a happy existence. Not happy that it's pain-free, but happy and content that even when you're tested, you are firm in your resolve, resilient in your patience, able to endure what others are washed away from. Why? Because you heard the call of Allah. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And know that Allah can bar you between Him and you by your actions of resistance against the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to loving the tradition, loving the sunnah, seeking to emulate, to take on the way and the habits and the modality of our noble Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Khalq, the master of humanity, the best of examples sent unto mankind. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. From amongst you, O human beings, from amongst you, O people of Quraysh, was this man who has come to you, a Nabi and a messenger sent to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It grieves him that when we stray from the truth and are given pain and injury because of it. Harisun alaykum, he is calculating and honest and diligent in seeking the best for us in this life and the next. Bil mu'mineen ra'uf, he is a person who seeks to demonstrate the greatest mercifulness in his behavior, in his tradition, in his sunnah towards the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us in love with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah allow us to live our life upon his sunnah. May Allah allow us to breathe our last breath from our young age into a long life, into a long career of worshipping Allah through his tradition, and that when we are in the day of judgment, we stand in his rank, proud and able to drink from his kawthar, and be from those who enter Jannatul Firdaus with the best of people, the best of mankind, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, alayhi afdalus salah wa atammu at-tasleem.